So what are the biggest issues that you're seeing then? Over the last 5 years, what have been the biggest issues facing
I
marriages?
think, in a nutshell, it's a commitment issue. There is a lack of commitment, but I think we see certain symptoms, and that could be that people think finance is causing problem to their marriage, and it is. It does contribute. People think it's the in-laws, especially where I'm from, like say Southeast Asian countries. People think it's being too busy in life, not making time for each other. You see, all of these things can be sorted out if the commitment is there. Yeah. People may blame, he doesn't do his roles and responsibility, and he's not taking marriage, seriously. He's not contributing. These are the co common complaints. So if I was to categorize them, there is obviously responsibility, there is finance, there is infidelity, there is in-laws. And these things, obviously, they don't come about just like that. There are telltale signs. And I think if people had commitment and then they made an effort to be on the same page with their opposite gender, then these telltale signs they would be able to spot early on. And I think what people don't realize, and this is something that I have said to quite a few people, is before a couple separate physically, they separate emotionally. Now, one of your question was the thing about midlife crisis and divorces happening around that time. Now, I had to really think about this point because I was thinking midlife crisis, supposedly, if you look it up, it's from the age of 40 to 63 or 64. I couldn't help but think about how the Prophet ﷺ, he got nubuwwah at the age of 40.
SubhanAllah.
And he lived until the age of 63, 10 years in Mecca, 13. Altogether, he had 23 years for spreading Islam. And I was thinking, Islam gives a very clear vision for that midlife mission. Yeah, not crisis, mission.
Midlife mission, I like
Yeah.
that.
Why? Because that is the time where you're really at the final sprint of your, say, race or journey. You know, when the horse is about to end the journey, it goes faster. It really, goes for it. Why? Because your life matters how it ends more than how it begins. Because, the way you end your life, that's a good indication of how your afterlife will begin, isn't it? So for us as Muslims, when we are hitting that point, we should be thinking, okay, how can I raise the bar? Because, the lifespan of the Muslim community is what? 64, 65. The Prophet said, it's in the 60s. This is not the time to be experimenting and figuring out and having your, say, tantrums or doing whatever you want to do. No, this is a time to think, okay, I need to focus. This is a time of focus. And hence why Nubuwa came at that time, because it's a time of balagha, shudda, maturity, But when I was looking into this question, because I was thinking, okay, so why does this trend of midlife, crisis come about? And how to avoid it, So I was doing a bit of research to understand what do they say, And subhanAllah, what I was thinking is that as a believer, as a human being, we have to live our life to the best of our ability, irrespective of the age that we're in. So we see that in the seerah of the Prophet. The Prophet would nurture and empower and encourage young Sahaba, young as 13, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the famous hadith where he was riding behind him and he was saying to him, be mindful of Allah and you would find Allah supporting you. That long hadith in 40 hadith. And then we find he advised older companions and rich companions, mature companions. What does that show us? It shows us that whatever age you're at, you still have to be striving for excellence.